City Code of Ordinance is superseding Resolution Number 2023-21 and providing an effective date.
I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Howard.
I move that Resolution Number 2024-73 be adopted.
Second.
Seconded by Vice Mayor Bolt. Any council discussion? Ms. Farrell.
I was just wondering, is this something that we do every couple years, or what prompted it to come up at this time? And then the second part of the question is, some of them seem rather steep, the penalties or whatever. So does anyone have an answer for any of the above?
Madam Attorney.
Sure, I can answer that question. So it's not done on a consistent basis. This resolution for the schedule of violations and penalties for code enforcement staff to use is updated as we make changes to our code that might add a new section that has a potential for an individual to violate, so you'd want to assign some sort of citation value to that. So that's when it gets updated. As far as the level of the citation, that's really code enforcement and their experience, what they believe is an appropriate level for that to be set at.
Any other members of council have any questions? Okay. Seeing none, then Madam Clerk, you can go ahead and do a roll call vote, please.
Ms. Frank?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Bolt?
Yes.
Ms. Farrell?
Yes.
Ms. Moore?
Yes.
Mr. Howard?
Yes.
Mayor Patron?
Yes. Passes unanimously. On to Resolution 2024-08. Madam Clerk, if you'll read this by title only, please.
A resolution of the City of Venice, Florida, accepting utilities and improvements installed by SCP Venice, Florida Owner, LLC, and accepting a one-year developer's cash maintenance bond and bill of sale and providing an effective date. This is for Ranch Road Multifamily.
I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Mayor.
Ms. Moore.
I move that Resolution Number 2024-08 be approved and adopted.
Second.
Seconded by Vice Mayor Bolt. Any council discussion? Seeing no council discussion, Madam Clerk, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Vice Mayor Bolt?
Yes.
Ms. Frank?
Yes.
Ms. Moore?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Howard?
Yes.
Ms. Farrell?
Yes.
Mayor Patron?
Yes. Passes unanimously. All right. We're on to Resolution Number 2024-09. Madam Clerk, when you're ready, if you will read this by title only.
A resolution of the City of Venice, Florida, accepting utilities and improvements installed by Rustic Folks Community Development District and accepting a one-year development maintenance bond and bill of sale and providing an effective date. This is for Magnolia Bay North Phase 1.
I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Mayor.
Ms. Moore.
I move that the resolution number 2024-09 be approved and adopted.
Second.
Seconded by Vice Mayor Bolt. Any council discussion? All right, seeing no council discussion, Madam Clerk, you can do a roll call vote.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Moore?
Yes.
Ms. Farrell?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Bolt?
Yes.
Ms. Frank?
Yes.
Mr. Howard?
Yes.
Mayor Patron?
Yes. Passes unanimously. Say, Madam Attorney, if you think I'll move on to 240123. I don't know how long the others have times on them, so I just.
That's fine. Okay. It's associated with the vacation request before it approved.
Okay, so let's go ahead and review item 24-0123, page 8 of 10 at the very bottom. Let me ask Council, do you guys need an update on this item? Seeing none. All right, then I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Mayor.
Ms. Frank.
I move to approve item number 24-0123.
Second. Any council discussion? Seconded by Mr. Howard. Seeing no council discussion, Madam Clerk, if you could do a roll call vote.
Ms. Frank.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Bolt.
Yes.
Ms. Farrell.
Yes.
Ms. Moore.
Yes.
Mr. Howard.
Yes.
Mayor Patron.
Yes, passes unanimously. We'll go ahead and break there. We do have a noon private attorney-client session pursuant to Florida Statute 6.011 subsection 8 to discuss Neo Communities of Southwest Florida LLC at all versus City of Venice. In attendance will be City Attorney Kelly Fernandez, Special Counsel Derek Schroff, Mayor Nick Michoda, Vice Mayor Jim Bolt, Councilmembers Joe Farrell, Alan Moore, Rachel Frank, Rick Howard, and Ron Smith, City Manager Ed LaValle, and Robert Support reporting. The expected duration will be 1 hour. We will start at noon and return at